朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
天父，我们是何等有福气的人。
Heavenly Father, what blessed people we are.
我们可以被邀请到万王之王、万主之主的宴席来。
That we may be invited to the feast of the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings.
我们可以享受在你里面一切的丰富。
And we can enjoy all abundance in you.
桌上的饼杯
The bread and cup on the table.
不只是让我们纪念耶稣我们的主曾经为我们付了什么代价
Not only reminds us of what price our Lord Jesus Christ has paid for us in the past.
桌上的饼杯告诉我们你在你儿子耶稣基督里把天上地下一切的福气都已经给了我们。
The bread and cup tell us that you have given us all abundance in heaven and all blessings in heaven and on earth in your Son Jesus Christ to us.
我们不能够明白怎么会有这么大的爱。
We're unable to understand how there can be such a great love.
我们不能够明白怎么有这么大的荣耀。
We can't understand how there can be such great glory.
然而我们却满心的感谢赞美你。
And yet we are full of thanksgiving to you.
谢谢你常常借着饼杯对我们说话。
Thank you for speaking to us often through the bread and cup.
我们现在求你。
Now we ask you.
圣灵把圣经向我们打开。
May the Holy Spirit open the Bible to us.
让我们有耳可听的都能够听见你的声音。
So that those who have ears may hear your voice.
让我们这一群属你的百姓可以被建造。
So that we who are your children may be built up.
让你成为我们一切的一切。
That you may be our all in all.
但愿你能够得着所有的尊贵荣耀和赞美。
May you receive all glory, praise, and honor.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen. 上一次我们一起来读加拉太书的时候
Last time we read from the book of Galatians together.
我们说过从第五章的末了到第六章的第十节。
We said that from the end of chapter 5 to the 10th verse of chapter 6.
它是讲到一群在顺从圣灵中与圣灵同步的人生活中。
It speaks to a group of people who with living within the Spirit, who live according to the Spirit.
我们有彼此团体的责任。
We have a communal responsibility.
同时我们也有我们个人的对着神的责任。
And we also have our individual responsibilities towards God.
上一次我们学习了我们团体中对着彼此的责任，关于共享美好的事物。
Last time, we shared about our group, our collective responsibilities to commune in good things.
现在保罗要继续的跟我们谈，在共享美好事物上我们每一个人自己对着神的责任。
And now Paul will teach us our individual responsibilities when it comes to sharing in all good things.
我们记得共享美好事物是神给我们的一个命令。
We need to remember that sharing on all good things is a command from God.
但是保罗非常清楚。
But Paul is very clear.
我们这些人
People like us.
我们是喜欢得的人。
We like to receive.
我们是不喜欢给的人。
We don't like to give.
有一句英文的话描写我们非常的准确。
There is a saying that very accurately describes this.
We get, and we forget. 我们得，我们再得，然后我们就忘记。
We get, and we forget.
但是感谢神，我们所信的这位神。
But thank God that the one that we believe in.
他是，他给，他再给，然后他赦免。
He is one who gives, he gives, and he forgives.
许多人在共享美事上会有挣扎。
Many people will have struggles.In sharing in good things.
并不是因为我们不懂这个道理或者是我们真的很缺乏。
Not that we don't understand this principle or that we are truly lacking.
太多的时候是因为我们认为我们多分享一点或是少分享一点没有什么了不起。
Many times it is because we think giving or sharing a little more or a little less makes no difference.
让我举个例子吧。
Let me give you an example.
我记得我还是研究生的时候。
When I was in grad school,
我们学校的团契里面那一群年轻的基督徒
There were a group of young Christians in our fellowship at school.
有一次我们就在讨论。
One time we were discussing.
我们在金钱的奉献上到底应该是税前还是税后。
Our monetary offerings, should it be pre-tax or post or after-tax?
那在那个讨论的中间我们发现了一个事实。
In the midst of this discussion, we realized a fact.
就是我们发现我们在共享的这件事情上是非常的不慷慨。
Which is that we are very not generous when it comes to sharing.
所以我们就在讨论说我们为什么会这样呢
?So then we started discussing why would it be so?
那当时我们的结论是有两个。
Our conclusion at the time were twofold.
第一个是我们知道，我们多给了，我们自己就少了。
One is that we know if we give more, we will have less.
第二个，我们认为我们多给的那一点点，对别人起不了什么大作用。
The second is that little bit extra that we can give will make no difference to others.
我们不给。教会其他的人会给的。
Even if we don't give, others in the church will give.
这就让我想起来我们那个时候查圣经。
And this reminds me of when we study the Bible then.
我们也是认为我们的准备、我们的分享没有那么重要。
We also thought that our sharing, our preparation were not so important.
我们不准备，别人会准备。
If we don't prepare, others will.
我们不分享，别人会分享。
If we don't share, others will.
我们就算准备分享了。
Even if we were to prepare and share.
我们付出的，也没有那么很了不起。
that what we put up is not that impressive.
好像我们所做的可有可无。
It's like what we do is meaningless. It can exist or not.
这其实是魔鬼一个极大的谎言。
This is a great lie of the devil.
毫无疑问，这也是为什么保罗在第七节他接着就给了我们一个严肃的警告。
Doubtless, this also is why Paul gives us a strict warning in verse 7.
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。
Do not deceive yourself. God is not to be mocked.
人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
What one sows, he will reap.
我们就是因为以为我们做的不重要。
Because we think what we do is not important.
但是保罗在这里告诉我们，神的创造是有规律的。
Paul here tells us that God's creation is, there is order in it.
在物质的世界里面，有规律。
In the material world, there's order.
在属灵的世界也有定律。
In the spiritual world, there are also natural laws.
譬如说
For example,
有地心吸引力这个律。
There is the law of gravitation.
有收获这个律。
There is the law of reaping.
我从来没有遇见一个种黄瓜的人会期待收黄豆。
I've never seen anyone who would plant a cucumber and expect to reap soybeans.
当然我们都知道在人物质的这个世界里。
Of course, we all know that in this material world,
种的东西你不一定有收获的。
You not necessarily will reap when you sow.
好像我看过一张照片。
For example, I saw a picture once.
我现在请同工把这张照片放给你们看一下。
I have asked coworkers to show it to you now.
看得清楚吗？
Is it clear?
它上面写什么？谁可以看得见？
Who can read what it says there?
我也看不见。
I can't see it.
但是我大概记得他说什么。
But I generally remember what it said.
他大概是说，谁说种瓜得瓜，种豆则豆。
Who said what you reap, what you sow, you will reap?
我早上种的这么多美金和人民币。
I've planted these dollars and RMBs.
到了下午，通通不见了。
By the afternoon, it's all gone.
什么收获都没有。
There is nothing to reap.
但是弟兄姊妹你知道吗？
But brothers and sisters, do you know?
在属灵的世界里，
In the spiritual world,
种什么一定收什么。
What you plant, what you sow, you will reap.
种美好和种丑恶，那个收获是绝对不一样。
There is a definite difference between sowing good things and sowing despicable things.
在属灵的世界什么叫种呢？
So what does it mean to sow in the spiritual sense?
那就是我们的思想、言语、态度、行为。
It is our thoughts, our actions, our speech.
这一些就是我们种的。
These things are what we sow.
那这一些一定会结出果子来。
And they will reap, you will reap from it. It will bear flesh.
不但是在今生你会得到后果。
Not only in this time, this lifetime will you receive consequences.
将来面对审判的时候还有后果。
In the future, when you face judgment, there will also be consequences.
基本上保罗就是告诉我们。
generally speaking, Paul is telling us,
他说当一个人以为他不会收他所种的，
when someone thinks they will not reap what they sow,
或者他以为他可以收到跟他种的东西不一样的，
or if he thinks he can reap something that he, something different from what he sowed,
他是在自己骗自己，
he is deceiving himself.
并且他是轻慢神。
And he is mocking God.
轻慢的原文就是拿鼻子对着。
The original text, the word mocking is using your flicking your nose.
好像中文里面的嗤之以鼻。
It's like a Chinese parable.
路加福音把它翻作耻笑。
Luke translates it as mocking.
保罗警告加拉太人千万不要自己骗自己。
Paul reminds the Galatians, do not deceive yourself.
不相信也不顺服神的话就是轻慢神。
This not believing in God's word and deceiving yourself is mocking God.
假如有人说我就不相信这个万有引力。
If someone says, I don't believe in gravity.
他从一个悬崖上跳下去。
He can jump from a cliff.
那你一定知道他不但是蠢死啊，他一定会摔死。
Not only is he foolish, he will fall to his death.
如果有人想试试收获定律，
If someone wants to test the law of reaping,
他活在一个顺从肉体以自我为中心的生活里，
and lives within a self-centered fleshly life,
可以保证他将来的后果是非常的惨，也是死得很惨。
That can guarantee his life will be very sad, and he will die very sad.
但是非常奇怪的一件事。
But something very interesting.
我发现很多人都认为收获定律一定有一个例外。
Is that many people I find think there is an exception to the law of reaping.
他们认为这个定律在别人身上是真的。
They think that this law exists for others.
但是在我自己身上不会发生的。
But for myself, it won't happen this way.
所以在他们的生活中，他想种什么，他就种什么。
And so, in their lives, they plant whatever, they sow whatever they want.
并且他蛮有信心的认为他将来照样可以收到他心里所想要的后果。
And they also truly believe that they will reap whatever they wish.
有这样想法的人，
People who think this way.
就像耶利米书十七章第九节那里的话所见证。
It's just like what is testified in Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9.
人心比万物都诡诈。坏到极处，谁能试透呢？
Man's heart is more deceptive than all things. Oh, who can test this?
更可怜的是，
What's more terrible?
越是聪明的人，越认为自己对这个定律有免疫力。
More intelligent people often feel like they have immunity to this law.
把自己骗了。
They deceive themselves.
你只要看一看那些性丑闻的名嘴们。
If you just look at those famous people who have some negative scandals.
无论是华人界的牧师们，
Whether it is Chinese preachers,
还是美国的护教大师
or great apologists of the American church
哪一个不是聪明绝顶
who of those are not intelligent
保罗在这里说不要自欺
Paul says do not deceive yourself
我们每一个行为每一个心思都会有严重的后果。
Every action, every thought has long-term consequences.
如果我们想要有神希望我们享受的美好关系。
If we wish to have the good relationships that God wishes for us.
我们今天就必须慷慨地彼此种。美好的种子。
Today we must plant for each other seeds of good things.
保罗接着在第八节就告诉我们共享美好的事我们个人责任的原则。
In verse 8, Paul tells us the principles, individually for us based on sowing, good things.
顺着情欲撒种的必从情欲收败坏。
For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption.
顺着圣灵撒种的必从圣灵收永生。
But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life.
保罗用的是古老农业世界的一个图画。
Paul uses this image from ancient agriculture.
但是在当时已经是人们普遍接受的一个概念。
But it is already a concept that is widely acknowledged at the time.
这一个概念穿越了不同的文化背景。
This concept permeates all culture backgrounds.
这是为什么连我们中国人都说种瓜得瓜。
Which is why even we Chinese people say if plants gourds, you get gourds.
在圣经里面
In the Bible,
撒种就是讲到我们的生活行为
Sowing speaks to our lives, our actions.
收获就是我们所种的这些东西带下的后果。
Reaping is the consequences of what we have done.
这里他用了一个字。
Here, a word is used.
顺从。
From, or obeying.
这个字在希腊文里面它有两方面的意思。
The word in Greek has two meanings.
NIV 把它翻作是为着取悦。
The NIV translates it as in order to please.
那另外的一些版本把它翻作是为着满足。
Others translated it as to fulfill.
所以这里的意思就是说你为着取悦或者满足你的情欲。
So the meaning here is, if you wish to fulfill or to please your flesh,
你所过的生活
your life,
那个叫做撒种。
That is called sowing.
保罗为了强调这里两种撒种收割的相似之处啊。
In order to emphasize the similarity of the two kinds of sowing and reaping.
这节圣经在希腊文里面它的那个对称呢是非常严谨的。
It is very strictly parallel in Greek.
如果我们把它稍微直译一点大概是这样。
If we were to translate it literally, it would be like this.
顺着自己起撒的
Those who sow by their own flesh
就相对着顺着这位圣灵撒种的
is to those who sow by the Spirit
前面是必从情欲收败坏
The first must reap corruption according to the flesh.
后面是必从圣灵收永生。
The latter must reap eternal life by the Spirit.
这样的对称很清楚地告诉我们。
This kind of parallelism
can clearly tell us. 你选择顺从圣灵，或者选择顺从情欲。
Choosing to obey the flesh or obeying the Holy Spirit.
这是基督徒生活征战的主要关键。
This is a key to the battle of a Christian life.
我以前在电脑的软件公司工作。
I used to work in a software company.
在我的办公室的墙上。
In my office.
我写了一句话提醒我自己。
I wrote a quote to remind myself.
The decision we made determines the life we live.
The decision we made determines the life we live.
我们做的每一个决定就决定了我们过什么样的生活。
The decision we made determines the life we live.
我们的人生不是命运，不是基因，更不是预定论来决定的。
Our lives are not determined by fate, by our genes, or by determinism.
我们的结局是我们做的每一个选择累积出来的。
Our end is
a 种什么都是。
Whatsoever was...
那顺着情欲撒种是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to sow according to the flesh?
John Stott 这么说。
John Stott once said,
他说每一次我们容让自己的心思意念充满着怨恨、苦毒、淫荡、自怜。
Every time we allow ourselves, our thoughts to be consumed by self-loathing and pity.
我们就在顺着情欲撒种。
We're sowing according to the flesh.
每一次我们跟一些不好的朋友亲密来往，明明知道自己不能够抵挡他的坏影响。
Each time we allow ourselves to act with our close friends, knowing that we cannot resist their bad influences.
每一次我们应该祷告的时候，我们去做我们不应该做的事。
Each time we do what we ought not to do while we should be praying.
每一次当我们想自己掌控自己的人生的时候。
Each time we want to control our own lives.
我们就在种情欲的种子。
We are sowing the seed of the flesh.
换句话说。
In other words,
当一个人放纵自己
，When we treat ourselves too casually，
体贴自己的肉体
，are too in tune with our flesh，
我们认为我们有权利可以发脾气
，We think we have the right to be angry，
有权利嫉妒
，to be jealous，
有权利不肯赦
，to be unwilling to forgive。
我们就是顺着情欲撒种。
We are sowing according to the flesh.
我们可以很确定的保证。
We can say very assuredly,
这一类的种子一定带来破碎的人际关系。
These kinds of seeds will bring about broken relationships.
孤独、苦毒
，loneliness, bitterness，
最终就是败坏。
And in the end, it is corruption.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将“活在耶稣里”事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片。或用微信或微博传递给朋友们。 使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。